is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. Oh, I've been listening to your show for a few months now. I thought it's time I send a story in of my own, because I've got quite a few. Not even sure if you would consider this a ghost story, but it happens in a graveyard, so kind of by default it makes it a bit weird and creepy. I apologise if you can hear banging in the background. It's not an EVP or anything, it's just construction that's happening in my street. So anyway, this happens when I was about 10 years old. My family was driving through country Victoria. No idea where it was. When you're that young and you're in the car for hours, you don't really know where you are in the end. But we're approaching a country town, and my parents started talking about maybe we've got a long-lost relative buried in this town. So we basically pull up to the graveyard, we all pile out of the car and just go wandering off looking for this gravestone, which we obviously don't know where it is. We have no idea even if this person is buried there. We just, thought it would be fun just to have a look around. So I end up breaking off from my family and just wandering off on my own. It's, you know, my first time in a graveyard. I thought, oh, I'll just have a look around. It's a fairly big graveyard for a country town. It was quite a huge open field with hundreds of graves in it. So I'm wandering along just looking at the gravestones, thinking, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. The ground kind of sloped up gently to a hill, and on top of the hill was this gigantic gravestone, one of those huge kind of spires sort of thing. So I thought, just as a point of reference, I'll just head towards that, just so I'm not wandering around aimlessly. So I'm wandering around looking at the graves, heading towards this thing. A few minutes pass, I look up, and I thought, oh, that's a bit weird that I didn't seem to have gotten any closer to this huge gravestone. So I don't think anything of it. I keep walking, look up again in another few minutes, and thought, what the hell? I'm still no closer to this gravestone. So then I start jogging, and I'm running towards it, still looking at the graves next to me, not paying too much attention to what's ahead. A few minutes pass, and I look up, and I swear I was no closer to this huge gravestone on the hill. And at this point, I'm just thinking, what is going on? I start running towards this thing, like sprinting, thinking, this isn't right. And I'm running and I'm running, and I swear this thing wasn't getting any closer to me. And at this point, I'm kind of freaking out. I'm only 10. It's my first time in a graveyard. I'm thinking, this is just bizarre. I was definitely running fast. All the smaller graves were sort of flying past me. The weird thing is, when I was trying to count the number of rows between me and this gravestone, and for some reason, I just couldn't count it. I would lose count every single time, even though there was only, maybe 10 or something like that. And after, how long running, I just stopped and I just stared at this thing. I just shook my head. I think, this has got to be the weirdest thing ever. I turned around and looked back at my family, and they were way in the distance. So I'd definitely been moving. I have no idea why I couldn't reach this thing. So I don't know if you guys have got any explanation. All I can think of is some bizarre optical illusion, maybe, but when you're running in a straight line towards a stationary object, you know, even a 10-year-old has a pretty good judge of distance. Like, you kind of know, you know, how long it's going to take to get there. So I basically ran back to my family and didn't tell them anything about it. They're complete skeptics. They would have just thought I was a bit mad, which makes growing up in a haunted house rather interesting. But I'll save those stories for another time. So thanks for the show, guys, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.